Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-F-T. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with a bald-faced truth.
I saw a very disturbing story online. Really troubling. Do you know Dollar Tree no longer selling items for a dollar? They got to change the name of the store? That makes no sense. There are a lot of things that make no sense. But what does make sense is Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. We've been bringing him on in this segment all season long. They wrapped up their season over the weekend. Portland State getting an opportunity to play against Eastern Washington. Last couple of weeks were tough. Sacramento State is good. Eastern Washington really good. Humming along. Portland State finishes its season, 5-6? I think that's where they ended up. Bruce Barnum here to talk about it. Tough last couple of weeks, but I think you guys, you look back on this season, you feel like it was a good season?
You know, it was a fun season, John. Did we win them all? No. Did we lose them all? No. It was cool to go into November, you know, two games left. And we know if we went out, we're in the playoffs. You know, that hasn't been like that. That vibe hasn't been around the park blocks where Portland State's located in many moons. And you know what? If it wasn't a bunch of scooter races and surgeries, I think I had a dozen surgeries just during the season on guys playing. And now I got, I think, four more coming up. You know, we had one. I had zero, actually. I had zero concussions this year. Kudos to my medical staff. Kudos to my coaches. Everything we're doing, the new equipment I bought, everything preventative, you know. And then this comes through. So not complaining. Just another issue that we're addressing right now. You know why? Because some of them are similar. Just so we can stay healthy. Teams that you see winning the big ones in November and you know playoffs and bowl games are the ones that stay healthy, in my opinion. And actually, you know what? I got a question for you. You said we talked about having me in this segment. Doesn't it scare you and Zach and the crew down there in the Silver Building with the tree that when you have Barnum on, your 60,000-plus viewers, it might be a dangerous thing? Don't you think they might turn off the radio and start texting
They got? No, because you're engaging.
Have to think about that.
You're interesting. These conversations are some of the most fun I have all week. I don't know about you.
A cup of coffee is interesting, though, you know, if you smell it. I mean, I agree. I mean, you've had me, and Portland State appreciates that. And, you know, this is our grand finale. You know, we might have to go till I might have to bump Anna on this one. Sorry, Anna. Last hour's Barnum's. But
I'll prove to you how interesting it is. First of all, tell me why you think you had no concussions. That's amazing.
You know, we addressed it like the entire nation did, from Pop Warner to NFL. I mean, I spent money on those pads, you know, that you put on for practice on the guys that have more contact than others. I can't swath the whole equipment room, John, but, you know, every year I make sure I buy 25 more helmets because they're expensive as hell. And I upgrade, and we get rid of the old, you know, because it's all that, you know, that was more, let's be honest. I mean, a save the game thing. This is a great game. It's an awful profession. You know, you see all these guys start to, lose their jobs, but it's a hell of a game, gross profession, but that concussions, the CTE deal was, I think, threatening to take it away or totally change it. So, you know, we made that, and it's cool to not have one concussion. I mean, during an entire season, that's pretty good.
Bruce Barnum is with us. dollar store no longer selling items for a dollar. What else doesn't make sense to you in the world?
Yeah, see, these are the kind of things that get you in trouble. And there's a lot that doesn't, you know, and that'll be a whole new show. If you have Barnum, and let's talk about, first off, I've never been in a dollar store. I've seen them. Because I don't trust in any store that has everything for a dollar. There's probably nothing there I need. What else doesn't make sense? no way in hell. Next question. No.
Okay.
No.
The technology has changed over the years. It's affected my profession, right? I used to have a Radio Shack laptop that I could only see like two lines on, and it had to send in using that phone line. You know, now everybody's got high speed and I can file from anywhere in the world. How has it changed in your world when you talk about concussion or talk about technology and you talk about sort of scouting and watching film? It used to be old film, right? You had to put it in a projector. Now what are you doing? iPads?
Well, no, anything where you can pick up the internet on the video killed the radio star, John. They just yesterday, because now we're heavy recruiting, we have this board, electronic board of recruits, right? Because we also have the one, you know, that you can go in and look at, and there's a name, and you erase this name and put it here, and, you know, some guys have magnets, you flip all the names around for the depth chart. Well, I have this thing on my computer right now. I don't know. They put a password, everything in. All I do now is push a button. And they wrote the password underneath my thing, so if it doesn't go in, I'd punch that back in. But I can punch up every recruit we have and watch his film, read about him, see if there's any, you know, connections to people I know, et cetera, et cetera. But it's easy. I mean, it used to be, even on the film exchange. I think that's the biggest change you see. This is from high school up, whenever you started, you know, exchanging film, and it was illegal to go scout live. You trade film on Sunday, you know, and there's some pretty interesting stories. If you ask coaches you have on just about that, where's the craziest place you did a film exchange? Because you would call the other school, they'd make the copies of the VHS tapes, wrap them up. And, you know, it was like, okay, I hope I can get across the border. You know, you see all those cartel movies, the guys bringing stuff across the border. That's what it was. You had to deliver those tapes to an agreed-upon halfway point with another. It was always a young coach. I mean, the full-time guys weren't going. But you got up Sunday morning early and because you had to have it back in the office for when the full-time coaches got back. So there's some... You know, and you traded that film, you said hi to the guy, and, you know, you took off. That was back in the days when you couldn't send it over the, you know, internet to get the video like you can now. Because now we just download it and ready to go. But there's a lot of changes besides that. You know, you talk about it, but remember, there's all kind of, well, starting your house. I mean... What we do now, remember having to get up and having to turn the channel on the TV? Remember the brights used to be buttoned, like on the top left of your car on the floorboard? There's all kinds of things.
At my house, my dad would, I was the remote control. My dad would say, exactly. Johnny, turn it to NBC, and I have to get up and go turn the knob.
Well, the cool thing was you only had, like, you had three channels,
yep.
Unless you put that foil on the rabbit ears, you know, and then you might get five or six. And so there's all kinds of stuff. I actually gave a talk one day. This group had me in, and I did that because I knew the crowd was going to be, you know, people my age and older, and then young guys, student athletes. And I gave a talk about the game changes and. It was pretty engaging. I talked about those things. I compared this to, or like the car thing, to clicking your thing on your thing now to get your rights. And I had like 35 items, and it was pretty cool. I think the older crowd enjoyed it more than the younger crowd. You know, they're like, who's the hell is this guy?
Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach with us. The parents who are listening to this or kids who are listening who are want to be college football players, how do they get to you? Because I hear coaches say all the time, hey, if you can play, we'll find you. But there's a whole industry with video and getting my highlights and huddle and making sure Bruce Barnum and his staff see my stuff. What can kids do, or what advice do you give to parents or players out there to get on your radar and get on other college football program radars?
I would start with your height, with your, well, we don't have to just talk football. Let's talk all sports. I would start with your high school coaches' contact and tell them, make sure your high school coach, when you get there, the minute you walk in is a, what was it? It used to be 10, 11, 12. Now it's, I think, 9, 10, 11, 12. Tell them what your goals are. Tell them what you want to do. You know, and then when it gets closer, if they are honest with you, they'll, here's where I see you, but I'll do anything, you know, for you. Hopefully you have a coach that doesn't squash dreams, because there'd be a lot of, you know, walk-on student athletes that got scholarship and played in the NFL right now that would be squashed. So don't let anybody squash your dream. They're just trying to be realistic, you know, from what they have. But you don't know what they've had come through, and it depends on the school you're at. How many student athletes have gone through your high school? There's a lot that goes into it, but when I just had a high school coach reach out to me. Johnny's retired now, but he gave me two players. He's only given me two players in his life, and both of them were all-conference. One was an All-American. He just gave me another guy. He said, you know, Barney, I don't do this, yada, yada. I said, call me when you have a chance. I have a guy for you, and he gave me his information. I'm going to take that guy. Because of that guy's recommendation, I'm going to take him. But back to our deal on helping people out. All you want to do, what I would do, is pick out the 5 to 10 schools you want to go to that you're very interested in for your education and playing. Make sure you get to know those people. Go to their camps in the summer when you're young. I wouldn't go too early, but I would go maybe junior year and sophomore if it's a bigger school, because they're making their offers early if you don't think they know about you. But know who their recruiting coordinator is and get it to their desk. And you can get to their desk via email. That's all you're doing now. And on that, do a recommendation. I don't think you have to hire a service to get that done. In fact, when I get an email recommending a student athlete that's from him, I read those for sure, because they're not from, you know, some of these companies send you, I get 20 a day. You know, but if it comes from the actual student, it's like, you know, snail mail, via email. Write it yourself. Don't have somebody generate you. Do you really want to go to 117 schools that they're sending your thing out to? You know, pick your top 10. Focus on those and then weed them down and have it all levels. You know, I think my kids were realistic because, you know, Cooper was the worst. My second was the worst. He wanted to play Pac-12 football. No, he didn't. He wanted to play SEC football. But he'd been around the game all his life, and by the end of his 10th grade year, he said, Dad, I'm not going to play in the SEC, am I? I said, no, they're not really knocking your door down, are they? You know, but he knew when they make their offers, yada, yada, and he was realistic. You know, and there's a lot to it. That's a lot of rambling. You have to ask questions to organize my mind. You know that. But does that help at all?
Yeah, it does help, because I think there are a lot of people out there that are paying these scouting services a whole bunch of money to do fancy videos for them. And they should they not pay a scouting service at all?
Well, I mean, highlight videos are great. They give you a snapshot. But we're going to go get that game film. All we're looking for is that game film. No, I don't think there's any coach, any sport in America, I would guess, is going to offer you a scholarship, because we all have so few, by just watching your highlight video. That is a teaser, like they send out on, you know, the latest movie coming out. Remember when Raiders of the Lost Ark or Star Wars, I mean, that's dating myself, but when those movies came out, the trailers for them, shoot, they were as fun as watching. That's what it is. That's a trailer. They want to watch the game film on you. So if you want to cut to the chase, say, hey, you know, I'm such and such from such and such. I want to play at your university. These are my two best games. You know, I'm number such and such, and I play these positions, and go from there. I mean, because that's what I want to see the whole game on them. I don't want to see a three-play highlight or 10-play highlight. It helps, though. It helps, you know, with the trailer. It tells me if I want to go to that movie. So there's both sides to that. But bottom line is we're going to watch that game film.
All right, help us with this. Oregon and Oregon State will play Saturday in this rivalry game, formerly known as the Civil War. The Ducks.
Where's it at?
Autzen Stadium. Ducks are at home. Ducks are coming off a beatdown against Utah.
I saw that. I DR'd it.
What did you think of that game?
I DR'd it. Did you see the helmets?
Yeah, I liked them. I liked Utah's helmets. Yeah,
that was cool.
All right. So, what does a loss like that? Oregon gets knocked out of the playoff. Now they have to kind of reframe. Hey, we got to beat Oregon State in order to get to the Pac-12 title game to get another shot in a rematch against Utah. The psychology of that will play in Saturday's game. Like, as a coach, how do you expect that to be a factor? Oregon losing so badly a week ago, do they come out, lay an egg, or do they refocus and come out motivated?
Great question, because, you know, they have a piece that that we don't experience here. I call it the Final Four. They had a chance to play for the prize, not just the Pac-12 championship, you know. So that's an added piece. Here we want a conference championship, and that gets us to the playoffs. So it's kind of back-asswards. But there, they had a chance, boom, at the Final Four, at the playoffs for the national championship. And now that's been taken away, right? Their record, yep. I think they're done with that. But great question, because now you still have a lot to play for. But I think that question's answered, you know, long before that, you know, not that you're addressing, hey, if we lose this, but you have to, how tough is your team? You know, how much do they love football? And I don't know anything, honestly. I don't know anybody. Well, I do. I'd have to look. But I don't know anything about Coach Cristobal. I know Smitty and that crew just from history. But, I mean, he seems like he knows what the hell he's doing, but you know, you throw all that stuff on him once you get to that number four, you know, and what happens next will be interesting to watch. But from all I've seen, he's a hell of a coach. I think he'll have him ready to play. He's got talent, you know, through the roof. It's just bringing that group together. And I think he had a little bit of what I had, didn't he? I think they're banged up. There's some people.
They're really banged up.
I watch his DVR games, and I don't see some players I thought were playing for him.
I appreciate you.
Oh, no. Thank
we'll
you.
Stay in touch.
Thank you.
And, you know, get out and recruit, get some new players, and have at it again next season.
Ready to go for the recruiting season. But thanks for having us. Thanks for talking Portland State.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah. How was your interview yesterday with our basketball coach, Jason Kilburn?
Yeah, you hear what happened?
Well, you know, he came running up. He was with a player, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard everything, but then I got to thinking to defend him a little bit, because Jason's a hell of a guy.
Yeah,
he has. I think it was the first home game. Did you hear what he did? He didn't. And this is worse than forgetting the John Canzano interview. He forgot to give his wife goes up to the ticket window, holding the baby, stroller, blankets. You know, everything, and she doesn't have a ticket at the window. Jace forgot to give her a ticket to the game.
See, he was frantically calling me, but I'm on air, so I can't pick up the phone. But he said he just spaced it, and
no, he's focused. Yeah. He's focused.
Yeah. Focused.
Give him a break.
Game.
Give him another shot. He's a.
You
I
think?
Like,
you think I should give him another chance?
Shot.
All right.
He was with the player. That's a legit excuse. He had a player issue.
All right, Bruce Barnum. Appreciate you.
All right, see you, bud.
There he is. Yesterday on the show, for people who were confused by that, Jace Kilburn, the men's basketball coach at Portland State, was supposed to be on the show. They asked for him to be on the show. This was unsolicited. Hey, can he get on the show? We're playing this week. We're playing University of Portland. Later in the week, they're playing Iowa. Can he? This will be a good week. Can we get him on the show? He's brand new. Okay. Come on the show. We booked him. Zach was trying to get a hold of him. We're waiting for his call. All of a sudden, Portland State's SID, Mike Lund, reaches out and says, hey, man, I'm working on him. I don't know what happened. And then my phone starts blowing up. Anna's phone starts blowing up because Coburn knows her a little bit. And so it was, hey, he got tied up with a player. And, yeah, I was annoyed. And you know what? There's part of me that says, you know, let's make him wait a while. But Bruce Barnum advocating for Coburn to get right back on the show. We'll see how that goes. Leave it here. Punch It Audio's coming up. 2 o'clock, Jason Puckett. He hosts a midday show on KJR in Seattle. He is sort of the Washington State guy on that station. And Softy is the Washington guy on that station. Apple Cup on Friday. Big implications for this Ducks, Beavers, who's going to win the North Division question. Saturday's game will be affected by what happens on Friday. If Washington State beats Washington in the Apple Cup, it would eliminate Oregon State's ability to get to the North Division championship and get to Vegas. So keep an eye on that. Does that factor? Is Oregon State playing for less if Washington State wins the game? Because then it comes down to Washington State needing Oregon State to beat Oregon in order for Washington State to claim the North Division. Beavers can only win the North if Washington...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.